So welcome, and thanks for coming back on with us. We have a very special guest here with us at the Catholic Marketing Network, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome. And Jim is here too. And I got the name right, all those names.
I'm sorry.
Maybe some of our listeners are already familiar with Donna Marie, and she has some affiliation with EWTN. So if you have EWTN television or radio, perhaps you're familiar with some of her writings. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Donna. And first I want to say, people, really tune in and listen, because we're going to have Donna as a regular contributor and guest on our Friday Live program. So she's just going to give a little insight of what we are in store for.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I'm a wife and a mother of five on earth and three in heaven, and a Catholic author, speaker, journalist, all for the glory of God. And I feel compelled to write a lot of inspirational pieces and encouragement for especially Catholic moms, because they're just in the trenches there and just, you know, so busy. A lot of times they don't know what's up and what's down sometimes with all of the demands upon her in the household. And as well, the culture is, you know, dictating to her how she should be perfect, or how she should be more like a man maybe to get ahead, or so it's a lot of crazy messages to decipher. So I like to weave church teaching into my writings, and a lot of stories and a lot of encouragement and inspiration to help them on the journey.
And we need that so desperately today.
Yes.
I think today more so even than when my children were younger, and I'm a little bit older than you, but now the children have daytimers. Their schedule is packed. Most mothers work in some capacity, even if they're working from the home or part-time out and about. When do you find time to pray? And my question for you is, with the five children and the three that, you know, God bless them, and when do you find time to pray and then help others pray and write? I have in front of me this beautiful selection, 7 books. So am I right?
Eight.
Oh yeah, there's that little one. But and I love the way they're written, this one, the Catholic prayer book for mothers. Short, you know, none of us can sit down for an hour on the couch and read. But we have short paragraphs. You can turn to a page and do a page and a half, and that's going to be your prayer or meditation, and then you can fall asleep or go about your day.
That's right.
So how did you get involved in doing this?
Well, to answer the question about the prayer and how do you find time for the prayer, I always encourage anyone to get on their knees first thing in the morning, because the morning prayer is the most important. You figure, you know, you're giving everything to our Lord, your prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of that day in your morning offering, whether it be formal or just whatever, you know, in your own words. And that's the most important, because you're asking Him to take control of the day rather than yourself. So no matter what happens later on, things get crazy busy, you feel like you don't have enough time to pray. Not that you should give up hope on finding that time. Definitely plan those prayer times, but try, by the grace of God, to transform your life into a prayer through giving your whole life, your whole day to Him, and asking Him to transform it into what He wants, and asking Him to use you as His instrument in your family first, and in, you know, your neighborhood and your community, and then broaden your reach as you're able to. As Mother Teresa always said, you know, love begins at home. So not to forget the little ones and the husband and everyone there, to run off and do those other accomplishments you think you need to do, but we need to focus first on the family, the domestic church, right?
Charity begins at home.
That's right. How do you find time, though, if one of the little ones is yelling for mommy and you're on your knees and you get a little interrupted there? You just don't ignore the child.
No. Exactly. That's such a good question, because I do talk about that quite a bit, and I put it into my writings because I want mothers to know that, you know, there's a time for prayer on your knees, and there's a time for prayer through your loving hands.
Right.
So if your prayer on your knees is interrupted, it's really not an interruption. It's another form of prayer in taking care of that child.
It becomes an action.
It's an action.
An action prayer.
Exactly. Never lock yourself in your room and think that, you know, you're going to have that private time. Not that you should never, but in other words, if you have people waiting for you and needing you, you're not going to neglect a crying baby or a hungry family to have your personal prayer time.
I always find that a good mom is always in tune with the children.
Yes.
There's always that sixth sense that puts her... I could tell it with Cheryl, with my own mom, God rest her soul, you know, that they were always in tune with their kids, no matter what. There was never, nothing could distract them from that.
That's right.
And that in itself is a prayer.
That's true. And sometimes we're made fun of for that, too. Oh, you care too much, or oh, you're overprotective. No, we love our children. We love their eternal souls, and that, too. And that's why we want to protect them from the dangers of the culture. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have an eye on the culture, but also, you know, in tune with their daily needs, you know, and the nitty-gritty details of family life.
And I was just getting some of these newer books. I know when we met last year, I guess it's our one-year anniversary, because that's when we first met, and we talked to Donna Marie a year ago at the convention, and you're also here as part of the Catholic Writers Guild.
Yes.
So it's a lot of exciting networking for you. But I do have Mother Teresa. You had a relationship, a friendship with Mother Teresa. But I love the maybe this is one of the newer ones, Prayerfully Expecting. So you even talk about the motherhood and our prayer life from in utero.
Yes, and actually that's really the first book I wrote. It came out third, but during a pregnancy when I was on complete bed rest, the doctor didn't think the baby was going to make it. There's a long story with that, which you could probably read in some of my books like Mother Teresa and Me, and I weave it into some others. I had to stay put for the sake of my child. And at that time, through prayer and just trying to preserve the life of my child, I realized that a pregnancy is a 9-month period of time that becomes really a 9-month novena. So it really came to me that, wow, this is a novena of time to pray and to nourish your baby and to be thinking forward about, you know, the birth and mothering that child. But you mother that child right during that time as well through your prayers and the way you take care of yourself. So I sent the manuscript. I wrote it during that precarious pregnancy, just on pieces of paper, laying on the couch or my bed, because I was on complete bed rest.
Oh, my.
Because I had a very serious hemorrhage and a heart condition. And so anyway, I sent it to Mother Teresa, and she ended up giving me a foreword to it years later. So I put it aside. I didn't pursue publishing. I just wrote it and actually wrote other books as well during that pregnancy. So I really felt God calling me to encourage mothers. And Mother Teresa said, you know, this is what mothers need. You know, get it out there and continue doing what you're doing. And she prayed for me.
Aww.
So I was so blessed to have those, you know, blessings from her and the prayers. And I feel it's my duty to pass that on to others.
Do you ever look back in retrospect thinking, oh my, you know, here I am, total bed rest. I could be doing this. I could be doing that. And now look at the fruits of that, these beautiful books and prayers to help other mothers.
Well, I haven't really looked back in that way, I don't think. But during the time I felt that I was just really preserving the baby and just praying and just going through day to day. My other four children were there too, surrounding me, and so I just took it day by day, moment by moment, and just trusted in God for whatever the outcome would be. But I had no idea that these books would come out one day, and that I would be going around speaking to help.
I want to share with the listeners the titles of the books, and you can see why we want Donna Marie to come back on a regular basis, because she has so much to share with us. The Heart
Thank
of
you.
Motherhood. Grace Cafe, that's one of my favorites, serving up recipes for faithful mothering. The Domestic Church, Room by Room. How perfectly
we love that one. That's beautiful.
That ties in, and I love the cover. This is the door looking
my
at
my daughter actually drew that. She's an artist, and she designed that.
Okay. Mother Teresa and Me, so the 10 years of your relationship and friendship with Mother Teresa.
You can make that one into a movie.
Well,
yeah, you know, anything is possible with God. Prayerfully Expecting, the small devotional Catholic prayer book for mothers, the Catholic Saints prayer book, and a Catholic Woman's Book of Prayer. So women, we are calling upon you to always be tuning in on our Friday 3 to 5 Live, because we're going to be hearing some words of wisdom from Donna Marie. And I wish it was television, because she looks so young have had the 5-plus children. So you must have a wonderful husband to support your efforts.
Yes, I do. I always say he's the wind beneath my wings.
There you go.
All of my acknowledgments.
There you go.
When I first saw Prayerfully Expecting, it reminded me of when we were going through our pregnancies, and that book is probably still popular, What to Expect When Expecting, type of thing.
Yes.
This is so nice, because you have it's a faith-filled expectation, you know, whereas the other book is very clinical, and, you know, but this is just so good, because it allows the mom to really go through that, as you say, pregnancy in prayer. And dads too. You know, I mean,
I
always say we were pregnant. People laugh at me when we were pregnant.
I like that you do say that. That's
well,
important.
We were.
That's right.
I was partly responsible for
exactly.
that.
Exactly. A little bit. Yes. I think so.
I played a little part in that.
In that book, I do encourage the expectant mom to let her husband put his hand on the on her abdomen and just pray for the baby and pray together for the baby. And there
so
are spaces
important.
To put your thoughts and reflections in there too. It's a book to record your thoughts and prayers. So later on, it's a keepsake. You look back.
Oh, how lovely.
Thank you.
How do people get your books, Donna?
Oh, they can get them through my website, which is www.donnacooperoboyle.com. And I can send them autographed copies and inscribe them for them. And they can also get them through the publishers, Our Sunday Visitor, and we have...
Amazon.com?
Yeah, Amazon.com and some of the other publishers of my books.
Okay, all right. And then what were you doing with EWTN?
Don't forget the local bookstores.
Of course.
Please don't, because we heard about that.
Support your local Catholic bookstore.
Yes, we have to support them.
And we're blessed in our area, in our listening area, there are several local bookstores.
Wonderful.
An Ave Maria shop in Marsville.
That's right.
Wonderful.
And Salva Regina in Newtown. So
there's the Cork and Cleaver, but it's the Shamrock.
The Shamrock and something.
Yeah.
Yes.
But there's a number.
The Cross and the Shamrock
cross
in
the
Hamilton.
Oh, you're so blessed to have them.
Yeah. And we did have the Daughters of St. Paul.
Oh, they're
but
great.
But unfortunately, their store did close. But of course.
In Philadelphia, they closed. And
That's too bad.
But this is good. This is wonderful.
Thank you very much.
And so, let's give that website again, so people can just, peruse it. And maybe there's a short bio about yourself on
there. Yes, there's
a bio.
There are some of my talks, information about my show on EWTN, Everyday Blessings for Catholic Moms, my TV show.
Is that new, or has it been running for?
It's about a year old now, but I just taped 25 new segments.
Okay.
I have 25 other segments that are still airing. And they will be, I was just talking to the gentleman from EWTN down the aisle here, and he informed me that the DVDs are in the process of being produced, so they'll be available to people. And the website, as you asked me, was www.donnacooperoboyle.com. You'll find my blogs on there and a lot of other things, too. So, and if you want, email me, and I'll also... come and speak at your event.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. You also do speaking engagements, too. So if people are interested in finding a speaker, they can get that information from your website as well.
Yes, they can.
Okay.
And then they also know if you're driving, you're listening now, and you're driving, you can always email us or call me at the station, 609-882-9357, and I'll have all this information handy if you can't write it down right now. So we look forward to having you on a regular basis.
This is going
to
be fun.
Very much so, Donna.
Really,
we really appreciate
you.
I know you're busy. So we appreciate your time, and of course, with the listening area here in the Northeast, we need a good solid Catholic presence, and you're certainly a great example of that.
Thank you, and God bless you for doing what you're doing so that this message can get out.
Well, we'll continue to work together. We'll pray for you. You pray
Thank
for
you.
Us.
Thank you. Definitely pray.
Amen.
And it's wonderful that the title, Domestic Church.
Oh, I know, so it just ties right in, so I'm going to keep this right on my desk.
Oh, great. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God
Thank
bless you.
Again.
We'll
God
talk
bless
to you soon.
Okay, God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.